It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined in studio by a pair of representatives from the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency on this weekend show. Quincy Yaley, who is the Assistant CRA Director for Development, and Brian Bell, who is the Principal Plans Examiner with the Community Resources Agency. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to touch on a wide variety of topics, including development projects, a general plan update, as well as recovering from the Donnell fire. But the first thing, Brian Bell, I'd like to ask you a little bit about is a closure of the office that's going to be coming up soon. What can you tell us about that?
Well, BJ, on Thursday, October 25th and Friday, October 26th, we will be closing the fourth floor of the Community Resources Agency building in an effort to assist in some of our development projects. As you know, the Community Resources Agency plays an important role in facilitating development and economic growth in Tuolumne County. It has many divisions that are involved in that process. Over the course of the past 18 months, we've seen various project volume as well as project complexity grow significantly. This level of activity has placed increased demands on our CRA staff, and we're hoping that the closure of the development counter for this limited time, of course, will allow us to consolidate staff time and focus more direct efforts getting these projects ready for development. This will include increased staffing availability for project reviews, as well as looking into streamlining efforts on our policies and procedures.
Is this something that's been done before? Is this a new thing for Tuolumne County?
This is a new thing for Tuolumne County. We're hoping that this is going to be a very fruitful adventure.
And you said to get kind of caught up on is it projects going through the review process to get those projects caught up and that type of thing?
It is projects in the review process, as well as projects that are submitted for pre-application reviews and various aspects.
And you say streamlining as well? Is that something?
There's policies and procedures. Many divisions will be looking at utilizing this closure to look at their policies and any procedures they have that can help streamline the process across the board.
You know, one of the things that that I've sort of described the CRA is that we have a lot of things we want to improve on and fix, and it's like trying to work on a broken car as it's driving down the road. And we need to pull the car over for a few days so that we can look at some of our processes along with working on our backlog, so that when we reopen for business on Monday, we'll have done some strategic planning over those few days so that we can be more efficient moving forward.
So are people going to be able to call in at all, or is it a complete closure?
So the building's located at 48 Yaney, and it's the ANF building. And we will just be closing the fourth floor that day. So that includes the divisions of housing, planning, building, and environmental health. Our other centers on the third floor will remain open. That includes roads, public works, survey, and as well as the TCTC, the transportation agency. So those will remain open on the third floor. Phones will be ringing, and folks can get direct extensions for various staff members on the Tuolumne County website if they search directory. They can get extensions if they do need to get in touch with someone for those 2 days.
The Community Resources Agency covers a lot of different things. Quincy, you know, the Donnell Fire recovery, what can you tell us about the the activity of the CRA in that realm?
Well, CRA was working with the CAO's office and OAS right from the very get-go on this fire. And so we've been working closely with Forest Service and other partners to make sure that whenever the Forest Service is able to deem either the area complete or certain or specific lots safe, then we'll want to be ready to process those permits. And so we've been communicating with the Forest Service on not only just how that process will flow, but when it will happen. The Forest Service right now is major concern is public safety and making sure that specific cabin sites are safe to let people rebuild on. And so once that determination is made, the CRA will be ready to process those building permits.
Brian Bell, what is kind of the process for getting a building permit through the CRA?
The process for facilitating projects located on U.S. Forest Service property is a little more unique than most folks might be used to. That process includes approval with the Forest Service for their design regulations for recreational residences, and they've provided us some great information relative to that. as well as the working drawings and plans, specifications that they might provide. A typical building application process would be in place. And we've, in working with the Forest Service, we've been doing some great evaluation of our procedures and seeing which ways we can help streamline due to the significant loss of structures in the Donnell Fire. We find it necessary to work directly with these folks and do everything we can to help them.
And Quincy?
Yeah, I just want to add that according to the Forest Service folks we've talked to, that the Donnell Fire resulted in the second largest loss of recreational cabins that they'd ever had in a fire. And so this is a significant endeavor for the Forest Service, and the county is just here to partner with them and so that we can make it as smooth as possible for property owners. I know right now the Forest Service is in direct communication with those cabin owners. If any of those cabin owners have additional questions that we can help answer, they should definitely get in touch with us.
Have you heard yet from the Forest Service when rebuilding could start?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't want to put a date out there. I know, like I said, the biggest issue is public safety, slope stability, looking at what's going to happen after even small rain events. Is that going to cause slides and additional damage? So the Forest Service is being very cautious, and rightfully so, before they make a decision about whether or not to allow cabin owners in there to stay overnight. Cabin owners are able to go in right now and do cleanup. The Forest Service does have a no-fee campground available for folks who need to come to the area for multiple days. And so I'd encourage people to get in touch with the Forest Service if they need to do that, although I'm sure the Forest Service has already been talking with them. So I don't have a date about when they will be
Forest Service. Certainly not happening this fall anyway, yeah, some of the early building.
I wouldn't think it would be. So, but we'll be ready. As soon as the Forest Service does let folks go through that rebuild process, we'll be there to help them.
Has the Forest Service indicated to you that it could be kind of in phases where areas of less severe risk or get a start first and then further down the list?
Yes, not only just in phases looking at risk assessment, but also looking at getting the commercial businesses up and running in a more quicker manner than attacking all the recreational residences. That's something that they've expressed to the Board of Supervisors, that they're interested in getting those commercial properties done first.
Brian Bell, anything else we didn't mention in regards to Donnell Fire recovery?
Well, I would offer, BJ, that we are in the process of developing handouts and checklists and informationals for any of those involved in the rebuilding process to help them as they enter into their design phase so that when it is deemed safe, that they have some good information to assist them.
Are quite a few people confused calling the office, not sure if it's somebody, the Forest Service they have to contact or the county to rebuild?
Most of the calls that we've received have been folks inquiring us to what they might have to consider in the rebuild process. Some of these cabins were of an older nature, so they do have some questions regarding what standards they'll be held to. But those are some of the things that we're working directly with the Forest Service on sorting out.
But people, as you mentioned, they can get up and at least see the damage at this point?
That is my understanding, you bet.
We need to take a break. We're talking with representatives from the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about the Bear Team efforts up on the Donnell Fire. We'll be joined in studio by a panel from the Stanislaus National Forest, a similar topic than we've just been talking about right now. That's next week on Motherlode Views. This weekend, we're joined in studio by Quincy Yaley, who is the Assistant CRA Director for Development, and Brian Bell, the Principal Plans Examiner. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back with our second segment in just a minute.